Thank you, Chair, for giving me the floor. Chairman, for more than seven decades, the Israeli brutal and barbaric policies and practices have persistently continued to seriously breach all rules and principles of international law, including international humanitarian law and international human rights law. Such heinous crimes, particularly war crimes, crimes against humanity, genocide, ethnic cleansing, targeted terrorist assassinations, and enforced displacement committed by the occupying military apartheid regime demonstrates an absolutely unleashed nature of this regime in committing atrocities in an unprecedented manner. Last night, terrorist assassination and targeted killing of a prominent Palestinian political leader, Ismail Haniyeh, by the Israeli regime is an outrageous violation of international law and the UN Charter. The failure of the international community to compel this regime to abide by international law to put an end to this illegal occupation and the brutalities against the Palestinian people is the main reason that we are still at this stage today, and that innocent lives continue to be lost as a result of such failure, which provides this regime a green light to continue to perpetrate its crimes, including terror and assassination of the Palestinian without any repercussions. Mr. Chair, remaining the nuclear weapon in the hand of such a terrorist regime is a grave threat to the regional and international security, which has rejected, violated, and ignored all international regimes on weapons of mass destruction, and remains non-adherence to the NPT and other international disarmament instruments. The international community must hold the Israeli regime accountable for its nuclear weapon program and force it to join the NPT and place all its nuclear facilities under the IAEA safeguards. Lastly, the Islamic Republic of Iran condemns in the strongest term possible such terrorist attacks that breaches the Charter and the sovereignty of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and will continue to take appropriate steps needed in the future. I thank you.